Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that as a church grows in numbers, a pastor needs to have some people that he can trust to help with some of the visitation and other church duties. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I remember, as a young pastor, the first church I pastored. We started out with about 19 members there at that church. I was one that would go and visit a rest home, visit the hospitals, and visit all others, make the visits to those that visit the church. We started out that 19. 5.5 years later, when the Lord led me out of that church, we had 120. 70 of them, I would say, were regular. And I could do all that work in 60 to 70 hours a week, sometimes a little longer. But then when I was called to my present church, where I've been now for over 28 years as the senior pastor, I found that in our county, it's a big county, and shut-ins were scattered. I mean, it might be a 15-mile, 20-mile drive from one rest home to another, or where people lived. And then a whole lot more sickness, a whole lot more visitors. So I saw the need for table waiters. Because if I didn't have table waiters, I couldn't give myself to study and my first duty before God, which is to study, to teach, and preach the Word. Now, I'm also to do the work of an evangelist, that is, and to be a witness. And those are my first two duties as a pastor. And I wished I was better at study and witnessing. And I think any pastor that's worth his salt would want to be that way, to say, I want to be even better and strive to be better. I must witness and I must oversee the church. I have other people that work with us, whether they're assistant pastors, music directors, youth directors, or what have you. And, you know, they do work that I did in my first church. And now I've got to trust them to be loyal, not to undermine me, not to try to usurp the people from me. So I've got to have men that God would have me to have, and yet realize that sometimes a Demas is walking right, and he gets his eyes on the bling, on the world, and he gets taken away. And so we've got to make sure that as a pastor, we do God's will, God's way, according to God's word, and in God's time. God uses people, not programs. What are you rightly dividing in God's plan according to His word in the local church? Which is the core reason for all of us to obey the command to study, to show ourselves approved. We need to study, that we might be servants of the one we claim to love and serve. Now, you might say, as we continue on in this chapter, that we have seen warnings of things that defeat us, warnings of people who deceive, but also we find that there are ways of winning. You know, sometimes a football team, when they go over their game plan, they're warned of a tendency of a team. They're warned about certain players. But they also have an offensive plan set in on how to win. Well, the Holy Spirit does the same for us in the game of life. And so first we see here the warning of harmful words in verse 16. He says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Now, here's again a warning of the words and consequences in this verse. We're to shun profane and vain babblings. That word shun has the idea of to avoid by going out of the way. Turn around to go from it. It's the idea of crossing the street so you don't walk by a person's house. Several times in ministry, I've heard about people that went to a grocery store and turned around and left because of someone that was there that they didn't want to see. Well, he says, shun. It's a negative imperative, meaning don't do this. If it's happening, never allow it to happen again. Shun profane and vain babblings. When you shun the profane, it means profane in that it's void of piety or affinity to God. In that this is addressed to a pastor, it is first telling us then that a preacher who does not preach the word, but instead he tickles the ears, is in God's sight a mere windbag who speculates about the problems of the day with high-sounding $25 words. He is to shun and not preach those things that are other than the Word of God. You know what the word babblings here means? Shun profane and vain babblings. It is literally the idea of baby talk. The preacher is to lead his people into green pastures. So often I've heard preachers say, look, keep it very simple. They're sheep, not giraffes. And giraffes eat out of the tree, but sheep eat out of the pasture. Well, that's right. Sheep eat out of the pasture, but you're always leading them to green pastures. And you want to give them the rich, green word of God that is very, very charged with spiritual vitamins for the soul. Avoid those who strive about words, who want to argue that which goes against piety or the holiness of God, making him as carnal as fallen man. You see, that's what happens, is that they want to do away with the standards and call you a legalist and everything. Avoid those kind. Vain babblers is empty, fruitless speaking that does not evangelize, edify, or encourage. Evidently, that was a problem in that day, as it is today. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. I like that. Oppositions of science, falsely, that is false science, so called. You know, science comes up, oh, no, we evolved, God didn't create. Anytime science goes against the Word of God, mark this down as an absolute truth. The Word of God is always right. Science is always wrong when there's a difference. Now, there's scientific truths throughout the Word of God. But when there is a difference, God's Word is always right. Science is always wrong. Now, one sees, as today, they try to use theories to disprove creation. I had one man that emailed me, and he wanted to know how many of our people walk to church as they did in Bible days. Now, this guy had to, for some reason or another, give me a little bit of his resume. He said he had a master's degree from a major secular university, and it was impressive. It really was. And so I just emailed back a very Dennis the Menace type simpleton answer to the tune of, well, we have more people walking to church than used email back in that day. Well, actually, I didn't get much of a response from that, but I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck. I was actually trying to show him the nonsensical manner of his speech and his thought life, because he was a critic of us teaching verse by verse through the Word of God. And so I thought maybe that approach would help. Evidently it didn't, because he still evidently leads that way. I still get mail telling me how bad I am. Now, the pastor leads a church outside into the world to be a witness to the world, to show Christ to the world, to live Christ before the world. But we're not out there to debate doctrine. Rather, we're there to preach the word. And so it goes on to say here in verse 16, to shun profane vain babblings. And then he adds, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Why do churches lose their standards? All of a sudden, ladies have dresses that are just a little bit too low, skirts that are a little bit too high. Preachers are dressing down. The music sounds like a nightclub. Why is that? Because they've got into shunt, they've got into profane and baby babblings. And it's led to ungodliness. That's as simple as I can say it from the Word of God. And that is the Word of God. You see, so often these people have a lack of reverence for God, and they lack duty to Him. Now, when I was a kid, probably fought like cats and dogs with our brothers. Being one of the younger ones, I usually got beat up. But nonetheless, when somebody started attacking my brothers, we fought together. And we fought together. And we're seeing that today in this casual, non-holy attitude about worship, witnessing, and attending God's house. It's just this, again, profane and vain babblings that has led to more ungodliness in local churches across this country. Lax doctrine in the first phrase leads to ungodliness in living, which leads to becoming fond of these things and then arguing against the holy faith that was once delivered unto man. Now, see the contrast. Verse 15, study the word to show yourself approved unto God, not man to God. Then verse 16, vain babblings and profane. Religious talk, yes, but not approved. Rather, it's ungodly, although man may approve. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all. that are in Christ Jesus.